see it either. But, you know, it's just like my stepdad won't even use a microwave. There he are won't. Those out there still with the big Canon. Right. My brother actually uses a Canon, but it all digitizes right. now. Nobody, yeah, who goes to Long's Drug? Well, Long's drugs are gone. Who goes to CVS and does pictures anymore?
Right, because I mean, you want them on your computer so you can share them.
Yeah, yeah, you don't want all the... People are getting those boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes of pictures out of their closets, from under their bed, out of the garage.
Scanning them. And tossing them. Mm-hmm. Because they fade.
They're trying to toss them. That's so hard. You know, you see, God, I can barely see her hair, but there's, you know. But yeah, and they can do so many things with them now, digitizing them.
And you can make them actually look better than
yeah. they... Yeah. But that's what people are doing. So Kodak's restructuring. So we'll see. They're very innovative, though. And
well, they must be selling digital cameras now, right?
Well...
But there's probably not much money in that because everybody has a digital camera on their phone.
Look, I got one here on my lipstick.
Right.
Say hi. Say cheese. Yeah. It's so easy now. It's crazy. Listen to this. Bernie Madoff, right? Okay. Big Ponzi scheme. Still in prison, you know. Curtin's books. Probably has a library in there. He made out, though, living in luxury, actually, from someone who is in China and is accused of a Ponzi scheme. The case of Wu Ying, a young Chinese woman sentenced to death, defrauding investors of 770 million yen, which is $122 million. She's headed to the China Supreme Court after Wu lost her appeal on her sentence last week. They sentenced her to death.
For a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
Wow, they're tough, aren't they?
For nearly 2 years, Wu, she's 31 years old, was involved in a Ponzi scheme in which she promised investors very high returns, as much as 80%, according to some reports. Now, about half of the money that she raised couldn't be returned to the investors. Wu rang up millions in debt between May 2005, February 2007, they say, and then she was arrested. In China, the fate of Wu, who was once the country's sixth richest woman.
Woo.
Whoa. Woohoo.
Just couldn't resist.
She's from Hong Kong.
Woo.
And the bulk of the public outrage over her case appears to revolve around the fact that some perceive it as a double standard. Because in the Chinese legal system, they punish private citizens while treating corrupt government officials with kid gloves. So they're in an uproar of it. They want it to be overturned. They do not want this to happen.
What country is that not true in?
But how about that, huh?
Yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah, Bernie should be happy he wasn't caught.
You better
over
be
there.
Happy, Bernie. Yeah, death. Whew. Boy, they get tough, don't they? They get tough over there. All right, let's take another break. Sell some stuff so we can be here. And we'll be right back. You're with the weekend edition of Broadview.
The Buzz.
Cherries, grapes, berries, melons, ringing bells, Lucky 7, Hobie's Casino.
Super Game Day 2012, February 5th. And your place for the big game is Hobie's Casino. It's Northern Nevada's biggest party with over 80 prizes to be won, including four 40-inch HD TVs, official NFL Super Bowl stadium programs, team jersey, T-shirts and hats, Bud and Bud Light T-shirts, VIP dinners at the Sun Valley Steakhouse and Coffee Shop, and free slot play. And what would the big game be without great food and drink specials? Hobie's scores with $1.50 hot dogs and Polish dogs, $3 pizzas, delicious pot stickers, popcorn shrimp baskets, and $5 pizza. Pictures of Bud or Bud Light throughout the big game. Earn drawing tickets by using your free Hobie's Premier Players Club card today. Super Game Day 2012 at Hobie's Casino, 5195 Sun Valley Boulevard, the North Valley's top spot for fun. And this year's big game party.
Hobie's Casino, you're on a roll. Hobie's Casino, you're on a roll.
So far, at least, the flu season is a little below average this winter. But as they say, it ain't over till it's over. Read the story at thenewhealthyreno.com right now. Thenewhealthyreno.com. It can help you stay healthy, fit, and happy. You read up on common health issues. You can check out profiles of local doctors, plus find a provider, too. It's all at thenewhealthyreno.com. That's healthyreno.com.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And thank you for joining us today. I'm here with my co-host, JP, and we're going to get to our politics now because we got Mark Easter coming up next hour.
Okay.
About UFOs. We got Brian Benson in here with inspiring talk. Joe and Cassandra, also from Integrity Casting, have a new company called Live the Dream. And so they're going to be in. So it's going to be a fun hour next hour. So we got to do, or you're not going to be happy if we don't get to the politics of the week. Did you watch the debate?
Yeah, I watched the debate, most of it.
What'd you think of the very first?
Was that fun thing to watch or what?
Did Eye of Newt get in the stew or what?
You know I don't like Newt Gingrich.
I know you
I think
don't.
He's a horrible candidate.
Wow.
But it was fun to watch him put.
It put him,
Mr.
Yeah,
King
in place.
His place.
I know, Mr. Hare. I like him, though. I think he does a good job.
Who?
But
Newt or the...
John? Is his name John? John? Is that John? Oh, why must you make me seem stupid? The guy from CNN.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, yeah, I thought it was great. Newt was ready for him.
What a ridiculous way to start a presidential debate. Come on.
Well,
all the issues the nation has to face, and his first question is...
Well, some people would disagree with you.
Your
because
ex-wife has this to say.
It's his character. You know, they're looking at his character because he's just...
He doesn't have any.
He's had so much...
Let's just stipulate that.
Well, he could be different. Maybe he's changed, but he's been through so much. And I mean, they even threw him out. I mean, as speaker. I mean, just so much has gone on with Newt.
My website has no presidential candidates on it anymore recommended. I've taken them all off. I think my heart was broken when what happened to Mr. Kane, so...
Oh,
and
stop
Sarah
it. We're not
Palin
even talking
never
about.
Ran.
We are not talking about. Well, Sarah Palin now, I hear, is going to endorse Newt Gingrich.
Why, Sarah? Why?
She wants a place in the cabinet. And he was saying how great she is, you know. And she is. And Mitt Romney, he was his self, just the way he is. I'm not going to apologize for being successful. And he shouldn't have to. I do agree with him there. Newt went ahead and released his tax records right there while they were doing it. Right while they were having the debate,
right.
He released. I thought Santorum was a little different. He was a little defensive.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
and
too.
He just kept wanting to attack. He kept going on the attack, and Ron Paul practically got ignored. Although I like some of the things he says, that's for sure. He's smart. He's a smart guy. He's been around a long time.
So I'm talking to my mother yesterday, who's going to be 93. And I said, what do you think about Ron Paul? He'll be 77 on Inauguration Day. Is that too old to run for president? My mother was adamant. That's too old.
You
I don't know why nobody
that?
Mentions the age issue. They made a big deal about Ronald Reagan's age, and Ronald Reagan was younger than Ron Paul is running for president. So I just don't get why that isn't an issue. I think he's out of touch. I just think he doesn't get a lot of stuff.
No, I think he just says someone's got to do it. I mean, he has different ideas. I mean, I did see following the debate that they all have some of the same ideas. And the only one that kept putting it in a different sense was Santorum. I mean, if they said it was purple and green, he said, yeah, but you voted for red and gold. Now it's purple and green. And now you like purple and green. You know, so you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Couldn't get anything really out of him.
Right.
I thought Mitt Romney stood his ground. He's going to release his tax returns. You know, I guess his father did when he was running for president. So he's going to.
Well, I don't know
suit.
Why they made an issue about that. Nobody ever releases their tax returns in the presidential election year until April.
Well, I'll tell you what, especially since, and here's what I figured out, because I was reading how actually he only pays 15%. He doesn't pay the 35% income tax rate for highest earners.
Right.
He only pays 15%.
Yeah, that's investment income, is it 15%?
Yeah, investment income, you got it. So
that's a decision that was made by Congress. You can't blame him for paying the going rate.
His private equity funds, I mean, there's just...
And then they're accusing him of having, you know, sounds like I'm defending Romney, and you know I'm not a big fan of
no,
any
I
of these
know
guys.
You're not.
But they're accusing him of having his money in the Cayman Islands, which is a tax shelter. But that doesn't mean that his money is tax sheltered. That's just where the fund's headquarters are.
Well, who created tax shelters? I mean,
he's still paying taxes on his money. It's
of course
just a,
he
it's
is.
A lame accusation.
It is a lame accusation. And they do tithe, and he doesn't want that to come out, maybe because the Mormon church, he doesn't want that to be a big thing because they tithe about 20% in the Mormon church, I guess. So he does his share of giving money away.
Right.
I mean, using his money wisely, I think
Mitt Romney
like
is
it.
A nice guy, and I think that his business career was very successful, and it shouldn't be something we accuse him of abusing anybody, because that's what business does, is they close factories that are not making a profit and they invest in the ones that are making a profit. That's what you do.
What you said. But I did find that for a seasoned candidate, you know, he knows all about the rigors of a presidential campaign. I thought he stumbled pretty badly, though, over the tax thing.
There's something missing there.
I was going to say that. Something misfiring.
It's just depressing.
So today, we'll know, Newt or Romney, who's gonna take it?
Oh, I think Newt's winning South Carolina, but that's the end of Newt.
You think that's the end of Newt? Why would that be the end of Newt?
The next big one is Florida, and Florida is Romney's the only one who's got a campaign going there.
Yeah, but I think if Gingrich wins, that's really going to change the race in Florida.
You still have to have people on the ground and money to run ads on television. Mitt's been running ads on television for weeks.
I know, but
Newt doesn't even have an ad.
They're the bad ads. I don't think people are going for that anymore. I think they're not going by that. Just because they're seeing all that on TV, I think it's a waste of money now. I like the debates that are going on. I like you can actually see the candidate, see how they respond, their body language. And I don't think people are just going by those ads. He said, they said, I saw it on TV, and you know, Newt's a sorcerer. They're just not doing it. They're not buying it anymore. Did you hear about the false email that was released?
Yeah.
Trying to say that CNN released it. You know, his wife said, come home, we'll have a threesome.
That was against Gingrich, yeah.
Yeah. Can you believe all that? They're going on. I think it's just crazy. Well, if he wins
there's a lot of dirty stuff that goes on in politics.
It's been going on forever.
Some of it's just small news stories that you don't hardly notice, like one of his campaign people was just arrested in Iowa, the one that ran his campaign in 2008.
Really?
Ran his new media campaign in Iowa. He was arrested for trying to impersonate Iowa's Secretary of State to try to make it look like the Secretary of State was doing something he wasn't supposed to. So he's been arrested for identity theft.
I knew that would come in handy somewhere.
Is that dirty politics or what? He's trying to impersonate the Secretary of State.
So you don't think if Gingrich wins in South Carolina that it's going to hurt Romney at all?
No. I think this is the end. This is Newt's high point right here.
Don't you think this is
Santorum
the end of Santorum?
Romney won New Hampshire. Gingrich wins South Carolina. And from here on out, it's all Romney.
Who's going to win Florida? Romney?
Yep.
Even if
you heard it here first.
You heard it here first. Well, we'll see. Now, that means that unless Santorum has an unexpectedly strong showing, what would happen if he won South Carolina?
Yeah, that would be weird, wouldn't it?
What would happen then?
That would put a whole new spin on things, because then he would have two wins under his belt. Remember we talked about this a few weeks ago? Mm-hmm. I said that looks like Santorum actually won in Iowa?
Yeah.
They came out 2 days ago
and said
Santorum won. So there's some dirty politics right there.
Well, and he was hitting hard in that debate, I swear. He was hitting hard. Everything he could throw, he was slinging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if hitting hard looks good to people.
He wants it bad. No, I don't think so.
They want somebody who looks presidential, not somebody who
They want someone who can deal with... That's why Newt came out so shiny, because he didn't get all ruffled. I mean, he was stern.
No, he was at the beginning.
He was stern,
yeah.
And he said, I think it's just absolutely, you know. And he was...
He looked good.
He didn't say, up yours, you know. But yeah, he was right, and he came out looking like a presidential candidate doing that. And Romney, he does a lot of the time... look very presidential, that he stays calm and he thinks things over. But then when he does get ruffled, he looks like a big stupid. He looks like, where's the runway? I wore my new suit.
I like the way you said that.
You know what I mean, though? It's like he's missing the runway. I'm here to model. Where's my, you know, where's the runway? So I don't know. He gets pretty ruffled.
Yeah.
So what else did you have in politics? You had a couple things
over
there.
Well, I think the biggest story of the last week has been that the European countries are... They're all downgrading their debt. Europe is slowly crumbling right in front of our eyes.
Well, I doubt that's
the only one with a AAA rating left is Germany. You know,
and Germany. Look how long they've been trying to take over everything.
And
better watch them. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, after World War II, it looks like Germany's going to be the ultimate winner.
I think they gave up gin.
Don't count Britain out though, because Britain has worldwide resources. So
yeah, and they've got the mother load.
For centuries, people have been underestimating Britain.
What else?
Keystone Pipeline?
Oh, wow.
What is Obama thinking?
What's going on with that?
That's just the stupidest decision.
Yeah, Canada and the whole... I've got a thing on that, too. Let's talk about that just for a couple minutes when we come back from the news. And then Mark Easter is going to join us, and we're going to talk about UFOs.
Cool.
How cool it is to go from politics into UFOs.
Yeah.
It's a perfect transition.
Maybe there's an explanation in the UFOs for what's happening in politics.
Right here on Broadview. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to KBZZ, Sparks Reno, an American broadcasting station.
CBS News, I'm Sam Litzinger. Today's interesting political facts. The winner of South Carolina's Republican presidential primary has gone on to win the nomination since the primary was established in 1980. One reason the GOP candidates are trying so hard today, Mitt Romney can count on this man's support.
He has a presidential bearing. He's a good, honest man. He's an experienced businessman. He's experienced in government as well.
But polls suggest Newt Gingrich is coming on strong, maybe strong enough to win today's primary.
I'm Jim Crisul in Columbia, South Carolina. Precinct workers, including Leisha Stone, have been busy in today's crucial South Carolina primary.
If we want to have a say in what takes place in better government, we need to vote. And that's what it's all about, better government.
Voter turnout has been steady to heavy in most places, despite nasty weather, with the threat of tornadoes and periods of heavy rain and high winds. Jim Crisul, CBS News, Columbia, South Carolina.
The polls close in about an hour in South Carolina. The Iowa Republican Party is confirming that Mitt Romney did not win the Iowa caucuses, as initially believed. The state Republican chairman and the state's central committee have issued a statement declaring Rick Santorum the winner of the January 3rd caucuses, despite saying they wouldn't do that. They're now affirming results released Wednesday showing Santorum beat Romney by 34 votes. President Obama is previewing his State of the Union address in a video released to supporters by his reelection campaign. He says it'll be a blueprint for an economy that's built to last for the middle class.
We can go in two directions. One is towards less opportunity and less fairness, or we can fight for where I think we need to go, building an economy that works for everyone. Not just a wealthy few.
Mr. Obama says he'll frame Tuesday night's speech around at least four themes: manufacturing, energy, education, and what he calls a return to American values. Divers searching the submerged portions of the Costa Concordia cruise ship have found another body. Italy's Coast Guard says it was a woman's body, still wearing a life vest. CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi says there may be some technical clues into what caused the disaster.
Police divers this morning recovered what they called a hard drive along with TV cameras from the bridge of the ship. And the authorities will be hoping that there's enough information on that that's still salvageable that they can gain a clearer picture of exactly what went on the night of the accident. Because if it's the black box that they're talking about, then that records conversations and all the vital data about the ship.
The cruise ship ran aground 8 days ago, the death toll now 12. One of the last unguarded regions between the United States and Mexico is getting a U.S. Border Patrol outpost. It'll be built in unforgiving terrain in New Mexico, where Geronimo made his last stand. There's no cell service, few roads, and growing lawlessness in the area as drug dealers and human smugglers look for alternatives to more traveled routes into the United States. This is CBS News.
I'm in a state of caffeination, got all my fingers shaking, must have been my large Americano, mochaccino, macchiato. Now the family's gone to bed, and that's my favorite time to get some tips on better rates. Cause my State Farm guy answers late, and even when it's not my agent, someone's standing by so patient. Getting coverage questions answered helps me to relax. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand.